Ed Ingalls, for 25 years, the sports director here of WCBS. You were here, Ed, during the time when George Steinbrenner bought the Yankees from CBS in 1973. Did you have any clue who this guy Steinbrenner was or was going to be in 73?
Absolutely not. But it turns out when you look back on him, George Steinbrenner and Branch Rickey were the two most influential people in baseball history. Steinbrenner and Muhammad Ali were the most controversial and colorful people in my 55 years of covering sports.
And you got to cover them. Did you know at the time that it was historic?
Well, you never know at the time. It's a reflective thing. But you could see in Steinbrenner, the characteristics of the man came out very quickly. His management style, where he would bully people. But he was a very brilliant businessman, a brilliant salesman. He would, though, not be the kind of person you would want to hire as a manager. Managers are told, when something goes wrong, get upset, sleep on it. Steinbrenner would never sleep on it. He'd react immediately, and he'd swear at people. He'd fire people, and he'd feel bad about it the next day a lot of times. He'd rehire those people. He was the toughest man to work for. His employees did not like to work for him. But conversely, he did more for charity. Mm-hmm. He paid the tuition for college students, gave them a lot of money. He was a contradiction. He was a Barnum and Bailey, though, of baseball, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, from your perspective, here you were every half an hour on the radio here on WCBS having to report on the latest goings-on, and there were so many. And even though I'm sure you sought to be objective generally, in sports you get some leeway to give a little bit of opinion
and
some insight.
Oh, absolutely. I'd call him the Heimburner. It was almost like it was surreal because of the things he would do. You'd shake your head and say, how can a man do that?
How can you fire somebody and hire somebody five times?
I'll give you an example. I was at a game one time, and before they put the partition up between the auxiliary press box and where his box was, just remodeled the stadium, he told Gabe Paul, go down and fire Art Fowler, the pitching coach, right in the middle of the game. Mm-hmm. I reported that on the air. So the next day, Mickey Morabito, his PR person, called me and said, you know, George didn't mean it. You shouldn't have done it. George didn't, you know, blah, blah. George, just being George. It was, you know. So the next day, 2 days after, Mickey calls me back laughing and says, you know what? George, just to get even with you, decided he was not going to fire Fowler. He rescinded that so that you wouldn't have that story. So, I mean, he would do things nobody else would do. And he'd say to me, I want to be on the back page of the Daily News in January and February, push hockey and basketball off the back page.
Now, Bill Schweitzer would come on in the afternoon and call him Boss Bluster.
Yes, yes.
Was he a Boss Bluster?
Oh, absolutely at times. Sure he was. Oh, yeah.
I mean, bluster implies that he's all hot air and no substance.
Well, you know, he was substance, too, but it was a lot of bluster, too. I mean, the people who worked for him would shake their heads at times. As they said, a lot of the people who worked for him said, I want to be his friend because he's a good friend. I can have a good time socially with him, but I don't work for him. I mean, he couldn't keep people. Sick Michael was the one person that went all these years with George, stuck it through, and he was a real good person to stay with the team because he was the guy that rebuilt the team when Steinbrenner was banned for 2 years. He brought the team back from the doldrums. So you got to give Gene Mike a lot of credit for what he's done for this organization.
There was also a time that George Steinbrenner was in trouble, and I know you have some familiarity with it because it was Howard Spira, one of the guys who would work for you, getting locker room tape and that kind of thing. What was your involvement or your recollection of that incident?
Well, Howard did a little bit of stuff for us. Howard used to show up. He was a piece of work. He'd show up, and if you had your wife there, he'd hand her a rose. He was dressed in a suit, and he had a rose and carnations, and he worked for the Winfield Foundation, and he called me up one day and said, Ed, I want to give you this exclusively. Dave Winfield's had a death threat during the World Series.
81, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. So what they had done, they had decided that they had planted the story. It was not a real story. Why they did that, I don't know. But that was a really bad time. And Steinbrenner got sucked into that. And he paid a big price for that. The other owners and the commissioner of baseball were very upset with him. Faye Vinson did not like him at all. So he had a tumultuous time. But, yes, that'll go away. When you talk about George Steinbrenner 100 years from now, they'll say, what a businessman he was. Hey, he built the Yankees. What a great guy he was. And he was certainly a businessman. You got to give him that.
Ed Ingalls, what a great guy you are. And so great to have you back on WCBS.
Thank you. It's great to work with you again, Wayne. Brings a lot of good memories.
Thanks, Ed.